standing in this door. Sister,
amen.
Oh, I knew this is the place
that
I found. Oh, this is the place where love abounds.
Glory be at
His temple,
Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
If you have made this morning.
and our eyes closed. Father Jesus, your steadfast love never ceases. Father, each and every one of us, Lord, was able to think back from the time we were born, how we came into existence in this life. Father, the many things that try to suppress us or try to kill us in this way or the other. I remember, oh God, hearing different stories from different brothers. Lord, I can put my story there, Lord. But you knew this day had to come when we'd worship you in this very place. Father, when we'd sing this song, your steadfast love never ceases. Oh God, how, Father, pleased you must be when we sing worship to thee, oh God. When we give worship with a pure heart, with an honest heart. Oh God, it must please thee, oh God. For Lord, we can feel that you are pleased by your presence that is so full. Father, here with us this morning, oh God. Lord, it's not because, Father, oh God, I came or my brothers came, but because we have gathered, Lord, Father, in your name. Lord, Father, we've not forsaken the assembling of the saints. We've come in expectation this morning, and we believe if you can meet with us, Lord, in just two songs, Father, you can meet with us in the ministry of the word. You've met with us this morning, Lord. Even, Lord, Father, in the Sunday school, Lord, everything for us to be here today. Oh, God, you are pleased, oh, God. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify thee, oh, God. We desire, Lord Savior, this morning. Oh, God, Lord Savior, Father, to sing those halls of Jericho down. Those halls that are holding us down, Father. Oh, that depression, oh, God. Lord, that sinful life. Oh, God,
amen.
Those issues, Lord Savior, where we aren't able to get jobs. Those issues, Lord Savior, Father, where Satan has taken our home away. Oh, God, whatever the need, Lord. Father, today it's a Jericho to us, oh, God. Desire to march around, Lord Savior, this morning and sing, Lord, those walls down this morning. Satan, you are defeated. You have no chance amidst the assembly of the saints, because when the saints come together, Lord, and begin to pray, then the Lord has his way, and the glory of the Lord comes down. Savior, you come down this morning, straighten out every situation, every circumstance that at the end of this service, oh God, oh Father, we would say it was good to be in the house. It was Amen. Good to be in the assembly of the saints.
Amen.
This, Lord Savior, is life, and this is life evermore. This is our purpose here in this place. This is our purpose on this island, oh God.
Amen.
Father, the weather never pleases us, oh God, but we are not here for the weather. Oh God, it's just a portion of time we'll spend, oh God, on this island, but we'll spend an eternity, Lord, Father, in perfect weather, Lord, Father. We look to thee, Lord, even upon this morning, Lord, and whilst we, oh God, would march through this land, Lord, we desire to conquer the land, Lord, Savior. We pray, Father, for our brother this morning in Galway, Lord, even as he, Lord, Savior, sounds his trumpet this morning, Lord, let your will be done, Lord. We pray for the saints around Ireland this morning. Be with us, oh God. Steadfast, and you love us, and we love thee, oh God, because you first loved us. Oh God, we love thee with the love that you loved us, oh God. Give us grace, bring your presence down as we, Father, lift up heavenly anthems and we lift up worship to thee. Open the portal this morning, oh God, that our worship may come in, Lord, as a sweet smelling savor before thine throne, oh God. And when you would smell us, oh God, it would be the smell of brother Ellie, Lord, the smell of brother Woolmore, the smell of every brother here this morning, Lord, every sister, Lord Savior, oh God. And you would say, I am pleased, let me go down, Lord, and hear, oh God, what, Lord Savior, transpires amidst this morning. Be with us, oh God, we pray. Grant us your grace always in this day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are climbing. One recollection. Baker's
Ladder. We are climbing.
Heavenly Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, once again, Lord, that Lord, you grant us mercy, Lord Father.
Amen.
Come upon this place, Lord. Now that this morning, Lord Father, we worship you, Lord.
Yes.
We bless you, Lord, this morning, Lord Father, that Lord, you have accepted us, Lord Father. Lord, we know, Lord Father, that we're not waiting in the Lord. But Lord Father, you've granted us another opportunity, Lord, to come upon this place, Lord Father. And to express, Lord Father, the way we feel about you.
Amen.
We thank you for that, Lord Father. We bless you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We leave this holy service, Lord Father, to you.
Amen.
We ask you to come upon us, Lord Father. We come, Lord. We ask, Lord Father, to come, Lord. To visit us, Lord Father. Visit us in our souls, Lord, in our hearts, Lord Father. We pray with us this morning, Lord Father. We just ask it to you, Lord Father, that you,
Lord,
the gathering of that people, they have prayed, they offer you that people, they have done this morning, Lord Father. Lord, just to worship you, Lord Father.
Mm.
What has been done in your heart, Lord.
Yes.
We bless you, Lord Father, this morning.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when it's not there tomorrow, we, whatever holds us, we'll try. But amen, I'm enjoying myself. Let's sing that song, Coming from the East, Coming from the West.
Amen.
Coming from the East,
coming from the West, coming from the North and from the South.
my age, your voice goes. When Brother and I came, he said, oh, brother, I remember you in Zimbabwe when you first came to church. There was 2,000 people, but your voice was above. He said, but the voice is gone. But at least it went for the Lord. Amen. That's a good thing. Amen. So sing until your voice goes, but sing for Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We weren't doing it for the world. Brothers, they preach until they can't preach, but they're preaching for Christ. Amen. Let's sing, they come from the east and the west. Because we all nations, we the rainbow trout this morning. We come from everywhere. Representatives of Christ. True representatives in this life. And we're here as agents. Not MI5, but God-I5. We're here just to investigate the situation. Get those out, and then we're going home. Amen.
Amen.
They come from the east and west.
Beholding his heart of clay.
desires is a response. If the Lord comes your way, shows that you're in sin or trespass.
Amen.
Don't try to justify it.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't try to reason and say, no, this, that, and that.
Amen.
And the worst one is guilty. When the gavel comes down and the judge says, guilty as charged, you just say, mercy.
Amen.
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 Because there's a fountain full of blood. And it's there for the washing of any sin.
Amen.
To anybody who recognizes themselves as sinner and seeks his grace, his grace is freely
available.
Amen. Behind the reputation so forth. You'll never be a full recipient of grace.
That's right.
But when you lay yourself in the washing and say, well, I'm not.
Amen.
Outside of your own mind. Lord, I need your grace, and you'll find that grace is still amazing.
Amen.
Let's open Revelation 14 and read the first five verses again. Just continuing on our thought. We started on Sunday last week on cyber war, digital warfare. Friday we had a look at digital deception.
Amen.
The deception of the digital world. So let's continue on that a little bit, a little bit further on. If the Lord will help us, His will be done is our desire.
Amen.
We don't have an agenda, we want His agenda.
Amen.
Revelation 18:1-5. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with His glory.
Amen.
Amen.
And He cried mightily with a strong voice. And we are just reflectors of that voice. Saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen.
Amen.
And has become the habitation of devils.
Amen.
And a hold, the hold of every foul spirit. Friends, this is a serious place to have. And a cage of every unclean and hateful blood. Let's see how, in our age, how effective it is. Verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of their fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth. Get down to the video shop. Get down to the music shop.
Amen.
Get online to the online portals that are there, and you'll find that the merchants of the earth are profiting greatly from this gross darkness that's upon this earth. The merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues.
Amen.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. It's exactly the same as Genesis 18.
Amen.
When the Lord comes down and says, I've heard the cry of Sodom, and I've come down to see.
Amen.
But before He went with judgment, with vengeance, the fires of Sodom, upon Sodom and the cities of that plain, He first came to His elect with a message of grace.
Amen.
To put them under the blood. So that all would be well. Let's read Isaiah 60 as well. We read it on Friday, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. People will say, it's too negative, that verse. Let's read a positive verse. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Amen.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee,
amen,
and His glory shall be seen upon thee.
Amen.
Every believer will say, Lord,
amen,
be unto me according, amen, to that word. Let it be. So let's pray over the word. Father, bless your word unto us.
Amen.
Bless the meditations of our hearts. Bless the thoughts,
amen,
of our minds. And guide us, Lord, into that place that our thoughts may be your thoughts.
Amen.
And Father, our ways would be your ways.
Amen.
Father, help us to come up higher upon this day.
Yes.
To rise up above the realm of human reason.
Mm.
And Father, Lord, understanding things, Lord, on a carnal level.
Help us.
And help us from the young children right to our youth.
Amen.
Right to the oldest person here, that each of us, Lord, as we fellowship, Lord, with the message of the hour. Because you are the message of every hour.
Amen.
Father, we pray that you would quicken us, that in our souls you may come up into heavenly places to,
amen,
see things the way that you see things,
amen,
and to glorify. We thank you for song worship. Thank you for the praises,
amen,
of your people.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for the things that you have blessed Father Max upon this day.
Amen.
blessing and administration where he would be in prayer, even as prayers be offered for them to the north, south, east, and west.
Amen.
Your people gathering in like manner, bless them, we pray. Father, we're committing ourselves to thee, taking control of this place for your glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, let's be seated in Jesus' name. And the God of this evil age, just as the saints have put my slides, please, God of this evil age, the prophet, I don't have a slide for this, but he says, what is it? He reads Revelation 18, and he says, the world is heading to a climax. Why? The spirit of lawlessness. Friends, the spirit of lawlessness.
Amen.
That's bringing the world to a climax. So we want to make sure that the music we listen to doesn't have the spirit of lawlessness.
Amen.
That the games we play is not the spirit of lawlessness.
Amen.
That our fashions are not governed by the spirit of lawlessness.
Amen.
No believer wants to be under the spirit of lawlessness.
Amen.
The prophet says the spirit of lawlessness. Moral decay.
Amen.
It's like your tooth. It seems to be strong at one stage and it gets decayed. And decay normally starts from the inside. That'll be small on the outside. It won't be immediately apparent. A believer will still come to church, still be numbered among the believers, but there's moral decay inside of the soul. There's a darkness that's coming, and now you are watching things you never used to watch.
Amen.
You know, now you're speaking to girls and boys in ways you never would have spoken to.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now the things that you read, you would never have read those things before.
Amen.
That spiritual decay, moral decay is the promise. The spirit of lawlessness, moral decay. Scientific religion has led it to the cage of every hateful and unclean bird, as the Bible said in Revelation 18.
Amen.
We are living in the climax of the ages. The prophet says, but it's coming so gradually that you don't realize that it's overtaking you.
That's right.
Yes. He says, but if you brought your grandmother and you go to try it, you'd say, this world is mad.
That's right.
How can people dress like that? How can people listen to that kind of music?
Amen.
How can things be projected in the cinemas and on the televisions like that? People from 100 years ago would have thought we're absolutely mad, and they'd be justified in doing
it.
Because it's insanity. The regions of the lost, the realm of darkness, as we were saying on Friday, has emptied into the dimension that people are fellowshipping in. And we find that realm of insanity down there is now walking the streets of Dublin. It's now walking, the prophet says, down the aisles of the church.
Amen.
He says that insanity that's going to come upon the earth. Now let's have a look at one slide before we just get into the revelation of Sunday. If you can put our slides there, so we can take them. Thanks. Wow. This is actually from Brother Barry Coffey. I didn't realize he put it like this. I just borrowed this slide.
Actually, I want to give it to your
flag.
I have it as well.
I was going to put it on there, so I was going to put the whole thing. I just borrowed that slide from his one he gave me once before. But this is what the prophet says in the message entombed. So he's speaking about us being in the stream of humanity. And above us now, he goes on to say that just below the regions of mortal beings lays the realm of demon power.
Amen.
Evil spirits. And just below that lays the souls of the unjust. And below it lays the very domain of Satan himself in hell. And then just above us lays the Holy Spirit. The realm of angels and the Holy Spirit. And under the altar lays the souls of just men. And next is God himself. One going downward and one going upward. The two spirits are here on earth, influencing the peoples of this earth. And for every one of us has been dominated by one of these realms today.
Amen.
Amen.
Every person sitting here, there's no neutral ground in this battle. Either you've been dominated by the forces of righteousness, or you've been dominated by the forces of darkness. And as Brother Max preached that time, it's a straight and narrow way
Amen.
To walk in righteousness in this age, but it's a broad way that leads to destruction.
Amen.
It's so easy to be polluted in this age.
Amen.
It's so easy to be overtaken by the conditions of this age. It's so easy. You don't have to do anything. You just have to surrender yourself to your natural appetites and desires of your fallen flesh.
Amen.
My friend, to walk with God in this day, you're going to have to be predestined, and you're going to need the grace of God on a daily basis. And I'm so glad today that you are recipients of grace.
Amen.
You're recipients of mercy. And that's how we sing and we worship Him.
Hallelujah.
We have found grace in His eyes.
Thank
just
you,
as much as Noah in His age. So we see this influence. We looked at this one on Friday as well. We just took this one from the brothers in the Philippines, but it's this dimension here we're speaking about. You know, so we have the region of mortal beings, our light, our matter, time, you know, the dimensions that we live in. But below this, we have the regions of the lost, the regions of the damned, the regions of demon powers. And then that's in the fifth dimension down there, the realm of darkness. Then above us now, the regions of the blessed. Now the souls under the altar, the righteous, those that have already received their reward, and above that, upright into the realm of the Most High Himself. But in this age, this is the domain, this fifth dimension that is pouring forth into the world. And as we saw on Friday, that it's using this fourth dimension of science, technology, as the medium that it uses very effectively in this age to pour out this inspiration. Satan having an agenda. Satan is sinister and is cunning. He desires to perfect his Eden. He desires his civilization, a sin civilization, you know, the science civilization. Now, so Satan's always had this agenda, but Satan has never, until since the days of Noah, up to our age, Satan has never had the capacity. He's never managed to lead people deeply enough to partake deeply enough of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to be able to produce things that can sufficiently break into this realm that Satan always wanted mankind to break deeply into. Now, he wants man to partake of knowledge outside of the presence of God. Because Cain went for the presence of God and then God eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and perfected a civilization on earth that God had to come and destroy with a flood. And now we're back as it were in the days of Noah. So we can see that this darkness is always looking for a way to express itself. To the dark ages when the printing press was invented, it was such a benefit for the Reformation because the word could go forth, but it wasn't mainly used for that. It was mainly used for pornographic books. It was mainly used for all the occult sciences and so forth. Because Satan's always looking for a method to express himself. He's always looking for a way to, you know, transmit this sinister mind of his and overtake the realms of mortality. So whenever technology moves, God will use that technology, but Satan's quickly there as well, and he is the one who mainly uses this realm to pour forth this. When the radio came on the scene, who wants to listen to the radio these days as a believer? Many people want to listen to the radio. Then television comes, and maybe at first they had good thoughts about what they could do with television. Who would want to have a television now? And watch on television now. Why? Because Satan, through the tree of knowledge, has inspired people, and they're using these realms. Because Satan has an agenda in all of these things.
Right.
So we looked on Friday. I'll just do a very quick recap of a few things for those who weren't here. But the prophet said it just one more time. He said, he's speaking about people getting away from the family altar. He's speaking about how things are going down in the Christian homes. People are allowing things now that they never used to allow. And he says, you fathers, you mothers, are you ready to establish an altar in your house? And take that television out? You know, so you'll find that the prophet will understand why as we get into it. God predestines a special vessel to be able to break into a certain realm. But the prophet straight away knew, this television is no good.
Amen. Amen.
And he says, are you ready to take that television out? Are you ready to take that deck of cards off the table?
Amen.
Like we said on Friday, if you're going to investigate, you'll understand why he said the deck of cards. Mm-hmm. It's not a harmless thing. Then he says, then comic books.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 50s and 60s, the prophet was blasting out the television and the comic books.
Mm.
Why? That was the medium that Satan had available, the technology that was available to him at that time.
Amen.
For him to be able to try to influence young people, for him to be able to, you know, take what was in this realm of darkness and to try in some way to influence humanity, yet to use the instrumentality he could find. You know, and in those days it was books, magazines, and for the young people it was the comic books.
Mm.
So the prophet says, are you prepared to take out them comic books? Yeah? That's your children's reading. Why? Preparing their little mind for a blast that the devil's going to give them.
Wow.
So the prophet could see that what was in the comic books was preparation. It was the enemy sowing seeds.
Yes.
It was the enemy getting into young minds, young formative minds that are open, a blank canvas, and the enemy in this age had started to use that facility, we call it, of comic books, to start to influence the minds of children. And the prophet saw that this is not harmless.
That's right.
This is going to lead somewhere. This is preparing the minds of your children for something down the way, of the blast of the devil. And as we said on Friday, that, you know, bringing up your children in the ways of the Lord, like Bartimaeus' mother, it prepares them for the Lord to cut them off down the way.
Amen.
You know, so you laying a foundation, you planting a seed. You may not immediately see the fruits of that, but God is able to take what you have laid inside of them. God will quicken it in due season.
Amen.
And get his kingdom established in the life of your children.
Mm.
But Satan has got the same thing, because he's a perverter. So we quickly looked at some of the comics of the prophet's day. And friends, it wasn't much different to now.
Yeah.
Except for now, it just went deeper and deeper.
That's right.
But it was Superman. You know, we saw all the different ogres and the different images. You know, and you will see. But where did inspiration for these things come from?
Amen.
The person to make a comic like Superman and then to put some kind of an ogre like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of a realm is that? The man who wrote the script and the person who does the illustrations, what kind of a fountain are they drinking from?
Hey,
is this a pure fountain to be able to produce this kind of a fruit?
No.
What kind of a seed is this? And the prophet, being a prophet, could see the seed. He could see the spirit behind something.
That's right.
In its infancy. So you have the amazing Spider-Man. Yeah, and you have all your horror things and so forth. And then you saw, the prophet says in making a way, all the old things, the things of the earth, are a type of the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing means nothing. Amen. Everything has a purpose. For God to have put something on earth, for God to have put spiders on earth, for God to have put lizards, yeah? And cockroaches and those kind of things that come out by night. He allowed those there for us to learn from them.
Amen.
They're not just there by chance.
Yes.
And the prophet says, even to spiders and lizards and snakes and so forth, are only types,
Amen.
A natural type of evil spirits,
Amen.
Reflecting back.
Amen.
Now, so for us to understand how Satan works, God put these things. Like we said on Friday, spiders spin their web.
Mm.
Yeah, unsuspecting little bug just gets caught in the web. Can't get free. And here comes that spider now. And it doesn't kill it immediately. It injects it with its poison and paralyzes it. And it plants its eggs inside of that living thing so that it can bring forth of its own kind. It's cruel.
That's right.
You see the way cats are with mice and with insects and birds. That's how the prophet says cats are so susceptible to evil spirits. Now, that kind of a thing, you will see that behavior is not natural.
That's right.
But there's something behind this. And the prophet saying that these things of spiders, lizards, and snakes. You know, that's how surely we shouldn't allow our children to play with these kind of things.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, let alone Spider-Man. You know, why Spider-Man? Why wasn't he some other kind of a Lion Man? Why is he Spider-Man? And Batman. You know, bats. These things of the darkness, these things that come out, these things that hide in caves. No, vampire bats, bats that drink blood. You know, all this time, why do you want to make Batman? And the Blue Beetle. Superhero called the Blue Beetle. But it just shows the prophet says these things here. Batwoman teams up with Batman and Robin to battle the menace of the Firefly. Why is it all in that realm? Why are they getting in such an inspiration? And the prophets told us these things are just a shadow and a type of the demonic realm.
That's right.
Being reflected back in a natural thing that we have a look at. So, the prophet could really see that these things are not just innocent.
Amen.
They're not just harmless things. They're not just things to say to your children, pick any comic that you want to read. You wouldn't want to be doing this in this age. If you read Revelation 18, which we've just read, about this Babylon system that runs, this religious Babylon, this commercial Babylon,
right.
Yeah? Would you just want to just allow your children just to go, and that's a cage of every unclean and hateful word. And the spirit of lawlessness is just what everywhere that you go. I'd say, friends, we need a very, very careful examination of our firewalls once
again. Amen.
We need to make sure that we're not permitting things in which God cries out against in this age.
Amen.
That's the key. Then we look just on Friday at video games. And like we said, no, you can't just classify everything the same. There's different types of video games.
Mm.
So you have your racing games, and that's so popular. You have strategy games, like war games, and you know, armies and so forth. Fighting games, adventure games, sports games. But then we got into the real ones where darkness aims at, is the role-playing games.
Mm.
Yeah? Action games. We'll find what kind of action, what kind of levels and worlds and realms does this action actually take place in?
Mm.
Is it just a normal realm and you're going up a mountain and you're having to go across a river and build or what? Or is there other things involved in these kind of games? We saw that on Friday. And then finally, the most popular game, especially in America, is shooter games. And you wouldn't be surprised when you see what's orders on the news in America today. Mm. The most popular type of games in America is shooting games.
Amen.
There was a joke, I remember, when the Northern Ireland team went to the Olympics and only won two medals. One was for shooting and the other one was for boxing. It's not surprising for Northern Ireland shooting and boxing. And that just shows what the culture really comes to. So we started then just on Friday, we went quickly and looked at the history of video games. And we saw video games, the first computer video game was 1962. And you find, if you read your countdown, advances in science and advances in the spiritual world, that orders take place. So when games start moving into a new dimension, you find that God's going to raise his church up into another dimension as well. There's always going to be this parallel. But the main type of games we're looking at on Friday was these role-playing games, like The Legend of Zelda and so forth. That was one of the first ones. You know, and we just saw that one of the latest ones of Zelda is called A Link Between Worlds.
Mm.
Now these are like games of portals and all these kind of things. And we look at all the symbolism of the elves and all the occult that are in these kind of games. So we looked at them on Friday. But the big ones then came and was Warcraft.
Mm.
Yeah. And then it comes on to World of Warcraft, which is online now. 13 million active users. And a massive multiplayer online role-playing games. That's what they call it. Where you get inside of there and you know. And at that time, it was more than 10 minutes, 13 million people. Now we saw that this was the original login screen for World of Warcraft.
Mm.
I mean, like we said on Friday, that's a portal.
Mm.
You know, and look at this, he has the serpent.
Mm.
And he has these demons, as we're explaining on Friday night, the same demons like Johnny Reagan saw in his bedroom, that same demon, a hooded demon with bright eyes.
Mm.
Now we can just see this is, I'm not too sure whether that doesn't signify something to us, that it's entering into a portal. And when you get into World of Warcraft, it's totally the occult.
Mm.
All the symbolism, the wizards and the witches and the spells and the crystal balls and the ruins. There are all these different things they're speaking about. There's just about nothing inside of these fantasy games that doesn't use occult symbolism.
Mm.
You have to cast spells. You have to drink potions. All of these are forbidden things, as we saw from the Bible. From Deuteronomy 18, the book of Leviticus, God condemns. These are an abomination. Witches and enchantments and enchanters and mediums and necromancers, those who speak to the dead and summons up the dead. You'll find that's rife in all of these games.
Amen.
Communing with the dead, communing with souls of those that have departed. In Star Wars, like we said, you know, speak to Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's okay, it doesn't matter that he died a few years back. But if you need to get some advice, it's the same as an African going, worship your ancestors.
Mm.
You know, and then the demon force comes down and speaks as if it's your grandfather. You know, gives you counsel and instruction. It's communing with the dead.
Mm.
You'll find that these games are rife.
Hmm.
Absolutely right with this, showing the fountain they came from. Now, We then go on Friday looking to see these people that spend all their time building up digital characters. Building up, you give yourself a character, put a picture on there, give yourself a real fancy name. It's not your name, it doesn't look like you. And now you start building up this character. You need experience, you need wisdom, you need to know how to do all these different things, how to pick locks, and, you know, how to cloak yourself in invisibility. You have all these powers, and you're trying to build these characters up over time so that you can become more efficient and more effective on whatever level you're trying to get through, so you can gain access to the higher level. And like you said on Friday, and it's all just fantasy. And you're spending all your time to build up a character that isn't real. That when you turn off your computer, that character doesn't exist, it's stored digitally somewhere else. Now you're learning all these skills of how to overcome the gods and the goddesses and all this kind of stuff. You're battling against the gods. Yeah, I just said that on Friday about that man, and he said, you know, you come back and you find your son, he plays that god, that game, and he's battling against the gods, and he beats the gods, and he comes out, he can't even clean his room. And he can't even tie his own shoelaces, but he's able to go and fight against the gods. Like you said, I mean, you find somebody comes running against some of these online gamers, an angry person, they'll cry, they'll scream, they won't know how to protect themselves. But in these games, they're so valiant, you know, they know how to handle these weapons, wow. And everybody wants to be in their team because they're so powerful. But in real life, they have no power. The devil pushes them around day by day. They don't know how to overcome a spirit of lust. They don't know how to come over with anger. They don't know how to overcome themselves. They don't know what it is to live real life. Because Satan's deceived them, duped them into coming and spending all this time to build up this artificial stuff. That's why I said it's a digital deception. It's a great deception. And people have played countless hours. Because they're so addictive the way these games have been written. Because you put so much effort in it. If I can just go a little bit further, I can get into the next realm. I can get into the realm of Azeroth. You know, none of my friends have gone into Azeroth, but I'm going to get into Azeroth. What is Azeroth? If you're really going to trace it back, it's from some occult book in the 1500s. And that's what you're aiming at. And as a believer, we cast in spells and magic, and we showed some of the symbolism on Friday. But that's the big deception. We said, look, the real thing, the only thing that counts is the statue of perfect mind. Not for you to build up genuine character. Now we need recreation, we need to rest. If you want to go and play online fishing, or if you want to go to sports games, I mean, there's different things. It's really up to you. I don't think anybody would have any problem with that. You let the Holy Ghost guide and lead you, but I don't think any Christian should be dwelling or dabbling in these realms here. Because these realms here, they're not just innocent. These kind of games, there's a darkness. They were formed from a pool of darkness.
Amen.
And Satan has brought forth that darkness, and people have eaten of the tree of knowledge, brought forth technology now that's able more and more clearly to express what Satan had in his mind.
Amen.
Each processor, as it gets more powerful, each games console, each, you know, whatever it is, system that comes out that is more powerful each year, is simply Satan pushing people to give him instruments of expression. Now, because before, when you were playing these games, it was some little block figure. It was so wrong to play it with spells and magic. But now it's no longer little block graphics anymore. Now it's almost photorealism. It's very realistic. So Satan's managing now to portray far more clearly in this age who he really is and what his agenda is. And friends, if Satan's like that, what about the Most High?
That's right.
And that's what the message of the hour is. He's able to express who he is far more clearly now than he did to Luther.
Amen.
That's the purpose of it. So when the one portal of darkness opens up and starts to be expressed in the earth, God opens it up. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises a standard, and God now starts to reveal himself and manifest himself in his people in a far more real way than he's ever revealed himself before. So it's always going to be like that. So we finished off on Friday just looking at how it's getting to the next dimension now. Your science has got in the games and getting to the next dimension, which is virtual reality. Yeah, now it's no more you looking at a screen, yeah, and using a controller or a keyboard. Now you're part of the game.
Amen.
You're in the game. Another problem is the kind of games that you're in. That's the problem.
Amen.
The kind of world that now you've surrounded yourself by. So let me just what the prophet says that about how in the name of the Lord, the people will go completely insane.
Mm.
Yeah? And he shows how the Bible says so. They'll scream and holler great hideous things in their imaginary mind.
Mm. Mm.
So a lot of the things in the book of Revelation, a lot of these locusts coming forth with hair and all that, the prophet says, people will see these things. It'll be in the imaginary mind. But what's caused that? To get into that stage that you can see things that don't exist. He says, the radios and things, the television programs are producing it. And now, friends, we've gone well beyond just the television programs and the comics. Now you can step right into this world of fantasy and get yourself in a 360-degree audio-visual world and partake of that. And he says that it'll be the plagues, yeah? Now, the big one now, which is coming out this year for PlayStation Virtual Reality, is Skyrim. Elder Scrolls 5. Yeah, it's the Elder Scrolls. Maybe someone can take the scroll and open it up and find some secret knowledge that will give you some more power. Friend, you're not interested in that. We know the scroll has been taken and the seals have been opened.
Heaven!
We don't need this kind of Elder Scrolls. We know that. Elder said, we've not drunk because the lion of the tribe of Judah, he's prevailed in his own camp. So a lot of this stuff is just Satan's perversion of truth.
Amen.
To get you so busy in fiction when there's the real thing that you're missing out on. Then he's trying to get you all busy in this fake world, but there's a spiritual world.
Amen.
A powerful spiritual world. Amen. God wants you and I to be exploring deeper and deeper. But instead, you find people will play all night. Even forsake school and studies and jobs, immersing themselves in a world that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's just a shadow, a pattern of the regions of the lost. That's what these worlds are. Let's have a look on this as we get into today. Look at these things you'll find in this virtual world. Now, would you want to get yourself in a virtual world like this? That you stick this thing on your head, and now you start finding these monsters and so forth coming forward. But guys, you're missing. This is great. Look at the HD graphics. or spiders. Look. Friend, to me, that's the greatest fear I've ever had. I was spider like I did my head. I don't know if spiders are many people don't. But imagine battling against big spiders. And the Lord is already showing us what these things are.
Amen.
Where's this from? Where's this leading people to? This is another dimension. This isn't just comic books, but the prophet saw where it was going to go to. This is what the prophet says in Countdown. He's speaking of the fifth dimension. He says, I think the fifth dimension is where the sinner dies, where he goes. First thing, he cannot go into the presence of God because he's a sinner. His time is up on earth. If I would type it for you, it's like you in a nightmare.
Amen.
So people now that are dying without Christ, without forgiveness of sin, people that are dying without being reconciled to God, the moment you finish your time on earth, you go down into a region. Your soul leaves, your body may bury, but your soul goes somewhere. And it goes down into the regions of the lost. Because you don't have the blood, you're not washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
You cannot go into the presence of God.
Amen.
So you've got to go somewhere waiting for judgment. And the way the prophet went to that place when he was young, when he was shot through the legs, souls are in prison now. He knows what that realm was, and that's why he comes back and says, the best way I can type it for you is it's a nightmare. Now, friends, you wonder, why does God allow nightmares? God allows the human being to have a nightmare to remind him that if you don't get right with God, you're going to go into a nightmare.
Amen.
And you're not going to be able to wake up from that nightmare.
Amen.
And friend, these games people have tapped into this world of nightmare. this fifth dimension, this dark, and they're projecting it in these games, the inspiration of it. And people are wanting willingly to step into the realm and play in that realm. Never. He says, if I could type it for you, it's like you're in a nightmare. Hideous things. You're screaming. That's the state of the wicked dead. There's people now, multitudes of people in that realm. There's new people going into that realm as we speak now. People that refuse the gospel, people that refuse Christ. People thought that science was the answer. And then they find that when they get to that final portal between time and eternity, they don't have what it takes. They don't have the token, they don't have the ticket into the next realm. Because they spend so much time, the devil duped them, spending the time on other things.
Right.
They never paid attention to the most important thing.
Amen.
What would you give in exchange for your soul?
Right.
Jesus said, don't you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What does it profit a man? That's why, friends, we need to consider our souls. That's how he continues on. He says, he cannot go in the presence of God because he's a sinner. He cannot return back to the earth because his time is up. And he's caught between the two things in the fifth dimension. I heard such a sad story the other day from Brother Oliver. I won't mention the name of the minister, but there was a minister from Zimbabwe, most people know him, who died some years back. And there was always a lot of questions about things that maybe had done when he was alive. And right to his deathbed, he refused. He says, I never did those things. And then he died, and the people went and buried him out in the rural area in Zimbabwe. And there's so many reports coming now that people are seeing his ghost. They're seeing him walking around the place of his grave. And the prophet says that sometimes people get caught in that dimension.
Right?
You see, because they couldn't go in beyond the curtain of time.
Amen.
Remember the prophet speaks about that man being knocked in by the
crowd, right,
being killed. And now people driving down that road, they see someone walk in the road, they knock somebody, and there's nobody there. The prophet says it's these kinds of things. And I thought to myself, my friend, you stand and you preach. And you stand and you bear witness of this message, but then you die in your sin.
Amen.
Because you don't want to face up to the iniquities that you've done.
Amen.
And then, friend, the next portal doesn't open itself up. There's no one that opened up to the prophet that day when he's lying on his bed. And here you saw perfection in paradise. And there he was laying on his bed. But you find that door is shut to you. And your soul has to go somewhere. So it goes down into the regions of the dead. And the prophet says it's like a nightmare. That nightmare that, you know, those ones when you wake up and you're so happy that you woke up. And imagine being in that thing and you can't wake up. And you know, I had opportunity, I was in church, that Jesus was offered to me. I know he died on the cross, he shed his blood. And my friend, because of whatever reason, your pride, your arrogance, your foolishness, whatever that it is, you turn it down. I don't need Jesus.
Amen.
And you try to wash him off your hands like Pilate. It'll haunt you, my friend, in that place.
That's right.
The prophet says, my voice I'm speaking to you, they will haunt you in that place.
Amen.
That you should have come to Christ.
Amen.
There was a fountain of grace open. There was nothing you had to do except to just throw yourself at the feet of the mercy of God. But you don't do it, my friend. You're going to have to go somewhere.
Amen.
That's right.
And there's this realm now, this realm of darkness where people go. The prophet says, so there he is in a tormented nightmare.
Mm.
Think of that now before you enter it.
Amen.
My friend, think of it now before you enter it. Like that brother went to prison in South Africa and he says there were so many children of believers in the prison. It's not enough. It's not enough to be associated with it. The rich young ruler stood in the presence of the person of eternity.
Amen.
Jesus loved him and offered him the opportunity.
Amen.
But he had his idols. He had his gods. He had these things that he couldn't let go of. And he lost his soul. Then he stood right there and Jesus loved that young man. My friend, think about it now before you enter it.
Amen.
He doesn't want you to go there.
Mm.
The Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the repentance of God. Jesus, when he died on the cross, the way is available for anybody to be saved.
Amen.
So, my friend, there's got to be an act of love.
Amen.
There's got to be a submission inside. You can't be on the throne anymore. You can't be the king of your own life anymore. You've got to come and take off the crown. Lay it at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, I give it all to you.
Amen.
I accept you as my Lord and I accept you as my Savior. And friend, he'll wash you in the blood. And then those nightmares are just nightmares. You now you have dominion over those things. But until that day, those things still have a dominion over you.
Amen.
And that's the great deception of it. So I just wanted to put that picture in there to show that these people are stuck now. They couldn't go up into this realm of the blessed. So there's this devil torment down here. The regions of evil spirits, the souls of departed men. Friend, and these video games are tapping into this. This is the realm they're getting this kind of inspiration from, and these monsters and this horror that's coming forth. It's coming from this kind of a place. Look at this in Skyrim once again. You're battling against what? The dragon. Just an impersonation. We the ones who battle the dragon.
Yes,
the Bible says that it was given to us, yet to, for him to make war against the saints. But they overcame him by their testimony.
Amen.
And by the blood of the Lamb. Friends, we have dominion over the real dragon.
Amen.
And people are battling these dragons. And they've been overcome by the reality of who the dragon really is. He's the beast and his mark and his kingdom.
Amen.
And his system and all these things that take place.
Amen.
But as a believer, friend, you have power and authority over these things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He says, I give you power over serpents. I give you power over scorpions.
Amen.
I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. And none of them will by any means harm you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But you know what these people are doing? They're taking their books, and some of those books are almost as thick as our Bibles. If you want to be an expert at Skyrim, they study their books. They want to know their rights in the game. They want to know how to advance themselves and what weapons and what power and what authority is available to them. And they spend all their time in that. And believers spend no time in the world. Friends, they're so committed to this realm. They'll stay 2 or 3 in the morning. In that realm, exploring, reading, getting online, finding hints and tips. And others that have been before them, successful and prosperous in those kind of realms. So they can unlock the next level of power. So their character can be upgraded to the next level. What about you? What about adoption in the life of a believer? Do you want to stay where you are?
Amen.
No, there's a high calling in Christ Jesus. We should be searching. We should be praying.
Amen.
We should be fellowshipping with those that have been successful in these things.
Amen.
Learning the tips and tricks.
Amen.
And all these things so that we can move from our level to the next level. But it said the devil gets us caught up in these kind of things.
Amen.
The insignificances of life.
Amen.
I mean, that's the whole purpose of what it's all about.
That's right.
My friend, there's only one thing that matters in this life, and that's your holy calling.
Amen. Amen.
For you to fulfill your purpose in Christ.
Right.
That's the most important thing in this life.
Amen.
Education is secondary. Everything else must be secondary to you attaining unto this high calling in Christ.
Amen.
Remember Paul saying, and he says, I've not yet attained. Neither am I yet made perfect.
Amen.
But this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind me,
amen,
I press towards the mark.
Amen.
For the prize of the high calling.
Amen.
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 And that's what a believer's called to.
Amen.
My friend, this is all an impersonation of who you are.
Mm.
And that's all that it is. You have power over these things.
Right.
What about the next one? Who is this? This is death. Where is Saul? That's the pale horse rider.
Yes.
I saw him that was seated on the pale horse. His name was death. And hell followed him. You and I have been given dominion over him.
Amen.
Amen.
The eagle called him death. The eagle revealed him under the fourth seal. Now, my friends, people are spending all the time trying to see, how can I overcome and conquer? not just your first death, there's now the second death, which is the lake of fire.
That's right.
But if you're born twice, if you're born again, you die once.
Amen.
Over them, the second death has no dominion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Friend, to someone who's in Christ here today, who's sealed away in the body of Christ, you're under the blood of the Lamb. Death has no dominion over you.
Amen.
Jesus never said a believer died since they sleep.
That's right.
A believer cannot die. Death is separation from God. You will never be separated from God. He said, I'll be in you. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. You'll fear no evil, because thou art with me.
Amen.
All of these things, friends, that's what they've done. They've taken the reality of God, of spiritual warfare, of God dealing with his sons and daughters, and they've perverted it like the devil does and brought it into all these fictional realms. And people find it so exciting. A genuine Christian life is very exciting.
Amen.
Amen.
If you move
on,
it's exciting. But a genuine Christian life and you in the Spirit, it's very exciting.
Amen.
And you see God doing something on your behalf.
Amen.
You pray for someone that heals. You pray for someone that delivers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You pray for someone, you deliver them from the kingdom of darkness in the kingdom of light.
Amen.
You put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
We're the superheroes, brother.
That's the reality of what this life is all about. Why do we need this digital deception?
It's
just setting them up for the tribulation period.
That's right.
The kingdom of the beast. That's all that it's doing. The prophet says, now listen to what he says here. We've read this quote before. The prophet says, now, you made a creature, a son of God, a manifested son or daughter of God, to meet the challenge of this hour.
Amen.
My friend, God is equipping you and preparing you and dealing with you and I on a daily basis.
Amen.
To meet the challenge of this hour.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what the devil brings in this age. You are equipped. God has prepared you.
Amen.
Video games will never have dominion over a believer.
Amen.
You have dominion over them. How can that realm of darkness have dominion over you? How can pornography have dominion over
Amen.
A believer?
Amen.
You have dominion over it.
Amen.
Have the dominion over these things. These are the works of darkness. That's what they are. Don't give them dominion inside of your life. He says, you are manifested to meet the challenge of this hour, to vindicate the true and living God in this hour, the message that's coming forth in this time. That's
Amen.
What they were speaking about the living word.
Amen.
That's the whole purpose that we're here for. So we can be written epistles.
Amen.
Now the prophet actually goes and says it in God of this Evil Age, I think it is, says, yes, he says, we find now, we know this quote, this evil age is to prove to Satan
Amen.
That she, the bride, is not like Eve.
Amen.
She's not going to die in the fire.
Amen.
Satan is trying to entice us with the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eye. And Eve, how did she fall? She used reason.
Right.
There was the firewall. And the devil enticed her. She used reasoning. Instead of staying behind the revealed word, she used reasoning and she came out and says, this is reasonable. And she got defiled. And she fell. And the prophet says that this age now, the way God has allowed this evil age there, God has predestined the people to be there.
Amen.
And God has equipped and God has prepared to meet the challenge of that hour.
Amen.
To show to the devil that there's a people in the land that are not coming out from
here. Amen.
But they're going to keep eating of the tree of life.
Amen.
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Hallelujah.
The more we partake of the tree of life, the more dominion and authority we have over Satan, his kingdom, and his
Amen.
But science is eating of the wrong tree.
Amen.
But look, as they're eating of the tree of knowledge, look how far, look how more and more they're able to express now. Satan is the tree of knowledge, you know. So as science is eating of this tree, eating the fruits of the tree of knowledge, they're able now to express more and more clearly the vision that Satan has.
Amen.
So how much more you and I?
Amen.
But where does the problem come in? We're not eating enough of the tree of life.
Amen.
Amen.
But the cherubim were there to do what? To usher us to the tree of life.
Mm.
The lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. That was their job now. No longer to keep people from the tree of life, but now to usher us, to anoint us, to come unto the tree of life.
Amen.
Amen.
And friends, the more we eat of the tree of life and the message of the tree of life, which is the message of the hour, the more we starting to realize who we are in Christ.
Amen.
And the more we're able to express what God, the tree of life himself,
Amen.
And in his mind for us.
Amen.
But it just depends on which dimensions we fellowship in community.
Amen.
And where we're giving our time and what we're doing with these things. So the prophet says that you show her that she's not like Eve, to show him the devil. She's not that type of a woman.
Amen.
She will be tried by his word, the bride, as Adam's bride was tried by the word.
Amen.
Amen.
We're not going to fall.
Amen.
We're not going to fall.
Amen.
Because you are prepared and predestined.
Amen.
And the elect will never be deceived.
Amen. Right.
There's a people, his seed, his souls in every age, to show to the devil that he still has the devil.
Amen.
Amen. But these people, they really do spend a lot of time studying their rights in these games. But you can study the abilities. But if I get into this, and I become a sorcerer. That opens up this domain to me. I can then get the spell of invisibility. I can cloak other people. I can paralyze people. And you'll see in the games, they put out their hands and the flames shoot forth. Shh.
Amen. Amen.
Those kind of things. Your baby can be sick and you can get in his hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
That's the real abilities that we
desire.
Why do you want this fake? The prophet says, come, let us reason together.
Amen.
In fact, I'll get into that in a few minutes here. Okay, so a prophet now. When it comes to this age, let's really think why the message of the hour had to come now. Why couldn't God just send a reformer? Why didn't he just send Luther, Wesley, and somebody else? Spurgeon. Why did he send a prophet? Why do we need the eagle age at the end? Why did we need a prophet? What is a prophet? Friend, a prophet is someone who can span dimensions. A reformer can't break into the various dimensions, but a prophet is able, while standing on earth, to break into another dimension, the dimension of vision,
Amen.
The dimension of the mind of Christ. All these dimensions that we are dealing with, prophets have access to these dimensions.
Amen.
Especially built, especially equipped to break into these dimensions. And we saw it with the prophet. The prophet came, right at the beginning, 47, the healing ministry, and he could stand, and the thousands of people would be there. And the prophet could take someone by the hand. And there would now be warfare between the dimensions. But that demon power, that darkness that was afflicting that person from another realm into their natural body, into their mind through depression or oppression, there'd come a conflict now. And this commission of the prophet, this anointing that he had, the presence of the angel, he could now discern, as it went into the second book, and tell people straight away what diseases they have. How they've been to the doctor, where they came from, things that they had hidden in their lives which they'd long forgotten. And the most powerful thing is the prophet would be standing there, and he has somebody with him, there's thousands of people, and he could break into another dimension while he's standing there. And look now when he breaks into this dimension, he's in a prayer line, and come let us reason together. If we can just get it first there, we're just doing the slides. With the next one, sister. Technology. The prophet says, now he's in that dimension. I quoted this one, he says, now, I don't know what I'm saying. I can hear myself, but I'm in another world. He's standing in front of these thousands of people. He has a sick person next to him. The Lord now anoints him, and he breaks into this other world. He says, I'm in another world. It's a sixth sense or the fourth dimension. Whatever it is, it's in the dimension that these pictures and things.
Amen.
So God anoints us when he can break into this realm. And this is the same dimension where all these things are moving through television. radio, all that, and the prophet's name.
And he goes on to say,
all the voices that's coming through you, even tape singers singing now. There's people screaming.
Wow.
There's all kinds of things going on. Airwaves going on.
Amen.
You can't pick it up. A radio wave. These pictures coming through, and you can't see that, but the television would show
them. Amen.
And you could see them.
Amen.
That's a powerful thing. Why would God allow a man to break into that dimension? Because this is the dimension of the final battle in our age.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a dimension that hell is going to pour itself out
right.
through Hollywood, through the music, through fashion. All coming through the fourth dimension, through Hollywood, the radio, television, video games, and so forth. And then religion, obviously, as well. And there's a man that while he's standing on earth, he can just break into that dimension. And he can see what's going on in there. And he doesn't only see those things. What else does he see in that dimension? He sees demons.
Amen.
It's the realm of demonology. He sees there's a dark shadow of you. It's cancer. And he sees this demon's calling out to that demon over there.
Hallelujah.
So friend, that same region where all the pictures are going, the internet, and that invisible realm that we can't see, demons are working inside of that realm as well.
Amen.
So you won't be surprised if you put on your television and you start watching certain things that you're inviting certain things into your house.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Because they're coming through the same dimension.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can I give you a practical example of this? I'm trying to take time for the interpreter so I can't get too fast. Now, in the greatest battle ever fought, the story of Nelly Sanders.
Yes, sir.
Think about this story.
The next.
Nelly Sanders. So the prophet, he said, you know, he's in his house sleeping at night. He has the door slam outside. He's in the car, door slams. In comes a woman. Knocks on the door, somebody comes, brother, and he goes to the door, and it's Nelly Sanders, it's one of his converts, someone that he led to the Lord. And she's all upset, and she's all worked up. And I said, what's the matter, Nelly? Have you got a heart attack? She said, no, Brother Bill, I was coming down Spring Street. And said, honest, Brother Bill, honest, I didn't mean no harm.
Amen.
Friend, the devil doesn't care about your intentions. When you come out from behind the firewall, it doesn't matter that you didn't mean any harm.
That's right.
The devil's an opportunist. If you go to the nightclub with your friends, it doesn't mean that you meant no harm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
If you go to the cinema with your friends, it doesn't mean that you meant no harm. That's right. It's got nothing to do with it. It's not your sincerity. That means nothing. Amen.
That's
the
right.
The devil doesn't care about your sincerity. The devil just watches one thing. As soon as you come out from the firewall, as soon as you come out from behind the word, that's all that he's looking for. That opportunity, if you can just get that, even just one opportunity. And then he saw it, I didn't mean no harm. And I said, what's the matter? And he thought, what am I going to do with her now? Because she has a young lady and she's a man. He's in the house. What am I going to do with this young girl now? He said, yeah. And she said, oh, Brother Blue, I'm just all to pieces. And I said, quiet him down, sis, tell me about it. And she said, well, I was coming down the street at the Redman's Hall. The prophet says they used to have Saturday night dances there.
My mind.
And they thought it was only human beings in the dance. But there were
Amen.
Lots more things in the dance than
Amen.
People realized.
Yes, sir.
Was
Amen.
In the dance.
Right.
It's the club today.
And she said, I had some stuff. I was going home to make a dress. And I heard that music. Don't forget in that dimension where there's the music, there's darkness,
yes,
there's
sir.
Demon powers.
Amen.
In the same realm.
Glory.
Not speaking about genuine Christian music, no. I'm speaking about this worldly music.
Amen.
So in that realm, that music and the darkness go hand in hand. And the prophet was commissioned, he could break into that realm and he could see, this music's got darkness. Hey, this television, look at the demon powers on this television. And that's why he knew he could cry out against those things and say, don't have these things in your house.
Amen.
Because you're specially prepared of God to break into that fourth dimension.
Amen.
because he was a prophet. I heard that music, she said, and I stopped just a minute. And it kept getting better.
Hallelujah.
The waters are sweet.
Sweet. Amen.
Sin is pleasurable. The pleasures of sin, for instance, in the Bible speaks about. Be careful.
That's right.
Kept getting better. So, you know, I thought, it won't hurt if I stand right here. There's where she made her mistake.
Amen.
She stopped for a moment.
Amen.
Because the moment you stop in your Christian life, you're going back.
Amen.
The moment you stop, you know what kicks in? Reasoning starts kicking in.
Yes, right. Amen.
And she started to reason now. She stood outside the club. And she thought, maybe I'm going to testify to people. But was that the real purpose she had in mind? What had attracted her to that place was the music.
That's right.
It reminded
Amen.
Her of the past.
Amen.
There was already an influence inside of her flesh. And friends, there's the kinds of music and entertainment you had before we were born again.
Mm.
You will never get rid of that influence from your flesh.
That's right.
It's been delivered in your soul, but there's always going to be something in your natural carnality that responds to that. And if you're going to start listening to it once again, be careful.
Amen. Forgive us, Lord.
She stopped for a moment. And she said, you know, I love you, Lord, but I can remember the time when Lee and I used to win the cups and so forth.
Mm.
I remember that old music used to attract
Amen.
Me. It don't now. It don't now. The prophet says, oh no, you think it doesn't, but it's already got you right there.
That's right.
And that's as good as you want right there.
Amen.
He says, how many knows many sound as well? Then he says, you see, you're right on the devil's ground.
Amen.
Shun the very appearance of
evil. Amen.
So she walked up to the top of the steps, stood there a few moments. First thing you know, she was in some boy's arms out on the dance floor. Then she came to herself, and she was standing crying and saying, I'm lost for good now. And I thought, well, I don't know too much about the Bible yet, but I believe Jesus said, in my name they shall cast out devils. And I said, now, devil, I don't know what you, who you are, but I'm telling you now, this is my sister. She just stopped for a minute. She didn't mean to do that. But you have to come out of her fear. You show me.
Amen.
And help me. God will judge at the judgment. The screen door began to open and shutting by itself.
She brought it home.
Come, there's the door.
Amen.
And she said, Bill, look, look in there. What is it? And I said, I don't know. So what you are. And the door went pumpity, pumpity, pump. And I thought, what's the matter here? What's the matter? And when I said that, it looked like a great big bat. Neverland. RPG. The greater bat demon. And if you look at that picture, it's hairy and it's got hair under its wings. My friends, when these people are doing these kind of games, you don't realize the dimension and the realm they get in the inspiration. These things aren't just things that came from nowhere. So he says, when I said that it looked like a great big bat, about this long, rose up behind her with long hair hanging down out of its wings and off its feet.
Hallelujah!
Like that it's going to say, started right towards me just as hard as it could come. She didn't realize that when she went to
the
dance, that thing came into her.
Amen!
So when you go to the club, you think these things are going to be.
Amen.
And you wonder, where's my zeal gone? Why am I feeling like it? Why do I feel like worshipping God in this?
Amen.
Why am I feeling strange whether my friend you've allowed
yes, sir.
To
come Amen.
Amen. From the realm of demonology? Because you stopped for a minute and you used your reason.
Wow. Amen.
So you stayed behind the firewall of the word. It doesn't matter how old-fashioned the firewall is, friends, seems to you. God's firewall for every age is always perfect, up to date.
Amen.
Amen.
It's up to date.
Amen.
And friends, if you examine these videos, you will find so many bad demons in this
yes.
place.
Mm.
I could have put a lot of pictures, but I didn't want to scare the children too much. I wanted to scare them a little bit, but I didn't want to scare them too much.
Amen.
Because friends, these things are real.
Amen.
And those people are now looking and saying, those things are real. The devil has duped you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
You're the most pitiful of all the people of the earth.
That's right.
Because the devil has so deceived you, you think he's not even real.
Yes.
Oh, my. So, if listening to that old dance music allowed this woman, this demon, that demon to come into her, what about when you listen to Lady Gaga? I must be honest, there's Lady Gaga. She looks like she's straight out of a video game. She looks like one of these people from the nightmare world. If you saw her in your dream, you'd want to wake up quickly.
Amen.
You wouldn't want to stay in that dream.
You would fail to watch it.
And yet people that are children of believers put this filth on the MP3 players and put the earphones in the ears and press play. Shame
Amen.
On you.
Amen.
Amen.
Shame on you.
Amen.
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 And Madonna the witch.
Yes.
Yeah. And all of it. Every single one of them are back coming from those regions.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
They've given themselves over to that region of darkness.
Amen.
They are the preachers of darkness.
That's right.
They are the willing vessels that for silver and gold have sold their bodies. Like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Right. Britney Spears. All of them didn't start like that.
Amen.
And then you see the video on there from those couple of years back of Madonna, and she's dressed like the high priestess, yeah, in black.
Yeah.
And she's marrying Britney. And who was the other one? Christina Aguilera. And they're kissing there and say, it's because it was a marriage ceremony. Now that you're dressed in lace like white, and you want to put those things in your ear.
Amen.
Finish and listen to the filth of those words. And the prophet will listen to them.
So help us, God.
And the things of the prophet saw nothing compared to now.
That's right.
Amen.
And he saw those words. He says that take music and those singers and the screaming and so forth. In the same realm that these bad demons in that world dwelling as well. My friend, this is not the age to play around.
Amen.
It's not an age to play around.
Right.
Many young people, one foot in the world and one foot in church.
Amen.
Make up your mind.
Amen.
Today,
amen.
Who you shall serve.
Amen.
Jesus is God's servant.
Amen.
The devil's got good servants. But I'll step one foot here, one foot in the world.
Amen.
Make up your mind.
Amen.
How long will you hold between two opinions?
Yeah.
Amen.
Make up your mind what you want to be.
Amen.
But you can't play these games, friends.
Amen.
You can't play these kind of games. That's good for my friend. I'll take it back to something not so scary. I'm scared of what the prophet says. Now, this is what he says when you come to a choice in the midst of demonology. He says, I want to speak these next few minutes on demonology.
Amen. Amen.
I'm writing a book, if I can. I don't know whether you'll be able to read it or not when I get it right, but on demonology, my personal contact with demons. Friends, they're just as real as you are real. Demons are real, my friends. I've dealt with some demons.
Amen.
And I'll tell you one thing, my friend. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And authority in the weakest
Amen.
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 I've seen it time and time again. And you, anything that deals with demonology on a daily basis.
Constantly.
My friend, when you just get on your knees and you just get sincere in your heart and you set your eyes towards the heavens and you look towards the cross and you start claiming your God-given authority, the devil starts to fall.
Amen.
And that's what he does in life. You see, like with Samson, all he wanted was Samson. Samson was ordained to overcome in his age, to show that Dagon wasn't God, that Jehovah was God.
Amen.
He was predestined for that age. He was specially built and specially equipped so that Jehovah could use him to show who was God.
Amen.
And the devil knew that. So what did the devil do? He brought poison to him.
Amen.
In a very attractive outward package. Just like these video games. Just like these musicians. Just like all that Hollywood offers to you. It's filled with poison packaged in an ultimately beautiful package, like Delilah was. Anyway, if I can just get this man Samson out from behind the fire, that's all that I need. And he started to probe, and he started to try to find out how can I get him. And then he found out that his problem was wounded. And he didn't learn the first time, Samson, and he didn't learn the second time when he should learn the lesson. So the Lord says, I'm going to let my son learn a lesson this time. And this time now, when he goes down, and there's this evil, this Delilah, she has this evil intent and purpose of Satan inside of her bosom.
Amen.
That's what her thoughts are. This man, Samson, doesn't know what she really thinks.
Mm.
And then now, she gets from him the secrets of the Lord. My friend, he oversteps the boundaries.
Yeah.
It comes out from behind his Nazarite firewall. It's the call of a Nazarite. As long as he can stay under his Nazarite vow, that was their firewall, nothing could overcome the man. Doesn't matter if it's 1,000 Philistines. You just take whatever's at hand, what is in your hand, smite 1,000 Philistines. Doesn't matter about the strength and power of the enemy that comes against you. 200 million devils of persecution. What's that to a child of God? All of Hollywood, all of the filth of this world. It's nothing as long as you stand behind your Nazarite firewall.
Right.
Amen.
And every time he needed grace, the Nazarite blessing would come. It would pour down upon him. And then he compromised with Delilah. And then now she shaves off now the token of his Nazarite vow, the 7 locks of hair. And then she afflicts him now and says, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And he gets up and he says, I'll shake myself like a Philistine. Now, played around in the world before, this is big trouble now, but it's okay. God's always granted me grace. And he didn't realize the Lord had departed.
Amen.
And my friend, this is a cruel world. And demonology is a cruel dimension when the Lord has departed from
us.
This realm of insanity, this realm of darkness, when now it's given authority, it's given permission to come and pay you a visit.
Amen.
To teach you a lesson. You'll even wish you were Nelly Sanders. You have this because you had access.
That's right.
The small mistake and you quickly ran for help. That's the biggest mistake people make. They don't run for help anymore.
Amen.
Keep it a secret.
And, they just look around church and see. We also got the same problem. And birds of a feather flock together. And then people start to strip each other in their iniquity.
That's right. Amen.
It's not friendship.
Amen.
If you, my friend, don't tell me the truth.
Amen.
If you, my friend, you'll shake me and say, wake up.
Amen.
What are you doing? You didn't used to do this thing.
Amen.
Amen.
You got all things in your life you didn't used to know.
Amen.
You're spending time with the wrong people. You're spending time in the wrong place.
Amen.
Hallelujah! I don't want those other kind of friends to pat you on the back. But the Philistines are upon you. You don't want that. And then the man now, he learns his lesson. Yeah? And then he cries and the Lord gives him grace. We know that story. Yeah? So the prophet says, demonology. He says, I've seen many times them leave from this platform here. Some of them in shape of bats, like long hairs hanging on their limbs.
Wow!
But an epileptic demon looks like a tortoise with round legs.
Hey,
I was gonna put some pictures, but I won't. To show friends, these are the very things they put in his head. Now the inspiration, they get so, spend so much time in that dimension, these people partaking of the tree of knowledge. That when they want to get an inspiration for their head, they think this image that comes into their mind, which the illustrator gets, hey, that looks like it. They think this is something from just their mind. It's not. This is a visible representation of another world.
Amen, right, sir.
Of a world of darkness.
Right.
Amen.
And then Pokemon and all that kind of stuff. And Brother George Martin preached at that time and showed all those names of those cards, all the names of ancient gods and demons, so many of them. And Harry Potter. Harry Potter, I've got the proof that I can show you. Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, when she wrote those books, those spells and those things and some of this, she never just made them up. She went back to books from 1300, 1400 and took the actual spells. And put them in children's books. And they want to give them to our children at school.
Hey. Never!
Yes, tell your friends. They send books home to us at school and we send them back and say,
amen.
We did it just recently. We sent a letter to the teacher saying, I don't know why you're giving our children a book like this to me. Because we're Christians. We can't allow our children to read these kinds of things. Friends, let's keep the firewall.
Amen.
Let's keep the firewall. He says, epileptic demons look like a tortoise with round legs, hanging up like that. But usually, a demon of oppression seems to be more of a cloud form, like a wave. Makes a real funny sound when you're in that dimension and you see that spirit. That's the kind of man we needed in this age.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't need someone with theory.
No.
We don't need someone to tell us not. Let's compromise so that the young people will stay in church.
No.
We need someone else says no. The further you go, the more you're going to have to raise that standard.
Amen.
Amen.
The darkness is getting darker. The gross darkness is pressing in every room.
Yeah.
Amen.
And on that, we need to help each other.
Amen.
You need to help me as well.
Amen.
People shouldn't complain when we speak about music to this kind of thing.
Or preaching,
right? Trying to wake up and they want to try to reason. You know, you've always hit a point when somebody comes straight off to try to tell you, no, but that game's not so bad. But right after service, somebody said it to me. When I went and I showed Minecraft, and I asked the question, I said, well, this is a game you're supposed to be building. And they put those creepers, zombies, inside of the game. I said, why did they put them? And somebody came to tell me. I want to tell you why they put them. I said, why? When you kill them, you get gunpowder. That's why they put them in the game. I said, no, I'm not meaning it. I said, why do they even think? Why not in the game couldn't you go and cut down some trees and sell it to your neighbor, get some money, and go and buy gunpowder?
Yeah.
Why do you have to kill a zombie to get gunpowder?
Amen.
And I said, and why is this soul sands down there in the netherworld?
It's demonic, brother.
But there's trapped souls in the sand and you need to use the sand for some special building purpose. They said, no, you need that sand to build so and so. So I said, that's fine. But why soul sands? Why couldn't they call them master builder sands or something? Or indestructible sands or something? Why do they have to be soul sands with the souls of the dead in them? That you go down into the lake of fire together, you know, in Minecraft, and you go to dig up these soul sands. You can build things with your soul, sir. You know what I say to someone? Come up higher.
Amen.
Understand what I'm trying to say.
That's right.
Why those things are in the games? What purpose, sir? I'm asking what motive, what objective?
Amen.
What spirit was in that man's mind to put that in a game?
That's right.
I want to sell to our children.
Amen.
Oh, we're not speaking about those things. That's why they're not individual games. It's the principles that
we say. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, why? It shows there's a darkness. It shows that the fountain this man's drinking from is a polluted fountain. The realm he's in when he got his inspiration is darkness from the
beginning.
So nothing good is going to come from this man.
Amen.
Though some of it appears to be good because it's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Let's finish with this. The prophet says, so we knew in that time. And tonight says, now, you may think that's wrong, these demons, and they form it. But some of these days you will realize, if you could just take a spiritual looking glass and look into your soul, your doubter, and find out what it looks like, the greatest devil and the chiefest of all devils is unbelief.
Amen.
That person sitting in atheism, that person sitting doubting God and thinking that they're smart, doesn't realize they're possessed of the greatest of all the devils.
Amen.
The devil of unbelief.
God
help us from that.
Amen.
May God help us.
Amen.
Let's finish off. The note of Moses says, He said there will be hideous signs upon the earth. Locusts with hair like wool. Long hair to haunt them women that cut their hair. Teeth like lions, stingers in their tails like scorpions will torment men for months. Just wait till we get into opening them plagues. The seals, them seven thunders. Watch what takes place. Oh, brother, you better get to Goshen while there's time to get to Goshen.
Amen.
Don't pay any attention to the outside. And that's my advice. There's still light in the camp of Israel. When the plagues are striking, darkness, frogs and locusts, all in the natural realm to natural Israel, but striking now in the spiritual realm, the things that we're hitting, we're living in, spiritual death and so forth. Let's make sure we're in Goshen.
Amen.
Let's make sure the blood is on the door. Let's make sure that we're born into a new kingdom, and those things are born out of us. And then says in Israel in the church, notice that after God fixing Moses, getting ready to send them, the signs, the last sign was death. And we find out spiritual death in the church. The last plague now, the church, drying up, blowing away. That's right, we're living in a horrible time. How the church, the old timers, that used to really have the victory, is losing out. A dying time, letting the blood get off the front of the door. When I see the blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand to this. Let's stand to the church of our time as we worship. As we come to pray, let's really ask the Lord since to you. If anything I said offended you, I'm really glad to have offended you.
Amen.
Influence inside of you.
Right.
Amen.
Influence that's offended.
Amen.
That's what it is. I need to realize that. That anything which can be offended by the word isn't the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
No, you need to lay yourself on the altar and choose. Take out the darkness.
Amen.
I want to be a child. When I see the red, I'm going to be a child.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
brother afar from the Savior today. Risking your soul. It's the greatest risk you can have for the things that you get. What would you do for God? Is your soul today safely in the harbor of rest? Have you committed it into the safest hands that are into the hands of Jesus? That you've accepted him, you've given yourself over to him, he's your shepherd, you may say, and if not, I wouldn't leave this place today. Risk it any longer. And I'd make sure before I go from this place, as we pray, that I would sort it out with him and talk it over.
Yes.
So you can leave this place having taken that precious, most precious of things, your soul, and given it into the safest
place. Hallelujah!
Dripping down. If you see him under the judgment,
which you and I should have done, you'll find mercy. So you cry out for mercy. But since there's other ways to pray for you. This is the way that Job used to pray for his children.
Hallelujah.
When he had access to God, the prophet says he would think peradventure, possibly. My children may have sinned against God.
Amen.
So I'm going to use the access that I have today to come, build an altar, and bring the sacrifice, the token, on the altar. And I'm going to pray individually. And by faith, I'm going to apply it on the lives of my children individually. And the Bible said, thus did Job continually.
Amen.
Friend, let's do that. If you're a parent, if you're, maybe you're a brother or a sister, maybe your life is right with God, why not now just yield yourself to the Lord and pray for that brother, pray for that sister that's
Amen.
Doing so well.
Amen.
Pray for your children that
Amen.
At a young age they may come under the blood,
Amen.
That they themselves may seek for promotion. There's many things we can pray for, saints. Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart. But let's take advantage of this access that He's given us now, an opportunity to call upon His name. Let's all come before the Lord.
Father, we come before the Lord, grace of the Lord, opportunity to give us a process. Oh, God, Father, Lord, your life is life. Thy word is life. Father, life, Lord, a life to our Lord, Father, Father, given in this close, darkly day. Jesus, we are looking unto thee, thanking thee, Father, for this that thou hast given unto us, O God. Father, oh Jesus, Lord, it's not a word, Father, given by man, it's a word inspired by God. Lord, Father, you desire, oh God, that we hear this word. For Lord, there's many things, oh God, and many circumstances, many situations when we look amongst our lives, even in the last few days. Oh God, it was needful to hear this word. Father, Lord, it was God's saying and necessary. And Lord, Savior, oh God, we partake, even of Lord, Savior, the tree of life in this way. Jehovah, you come to me, thank you, thee, one of the fivefold, thank you, thee, O God, by your grace, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, in your father, Lord, Savior, when you said, Lord, Savior, I felt upon it, Lord, there's some, Lord, Savior, that still give up. Oh, Father, that spoken word, that word of life, Jesus, we are looking unto thee, Jesus, at this time. Bless Lord Savior, your servant, whose name is even upon this day. Oh, Father, Lord, whose Lord Savior, Lord, help us. But Lord, give himself free unto thee, Lord Savior. But let the soul, that Lord Savior, for our time, for death be his soul. But let him be, Lord Savior, the Lord, enter me into my soul. Subconsciously, Lord Savior, but let him be, Lord Savior, and he will bring forth. I pray, Lord Savior, Father, if you see the Lord Savior, it would give us, Lord, a spirit of understanding, a spirit, Lord Savior, of consciousness, Lord, Father, to the reality, Lord, even of this darkness, Lord, that we are trying for this, Lord Savior, of when we realize, Lord, then we realize, Lord, that there be a light, Lord, then we are standing, Lord, and it's in the Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord, we praise you, Lord Savior, let me thank thee, Lord, that we not only receive it, but we give, Lord Savior, for the life that we fight in a spirit, Lord, that we can, Lord Savior, Father, we see it, Lord, for the life that we fight. Bless you, Lord, stay there, Lord, for the enemy, Lord Jesus, fight for them, Lord, even though we fight for them, Lord, Father, in the presence of the Lord, how I pray, Lord, for the enemy, Lord, In the name of Jesus, Father, you are good.
And you can what did you say?
No. Lord Savior, Father,
let me
right. Oh, Father, Father, Lord Savior,
I pray for the
Lord Jesus. Father, Lord Savior, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray
for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior, Lord, I pray for the Lord Savior,
what would you give to me? Oh yes, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give?
Hallelujah.
You may be going through your trials. You may be going through your trials. My friend, the one who's called you is faithful and true.
Amen.
Amen.
Someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya.
that your presence is here.
Amen.
Might not feel it, Lord, in our feelings of the earthly realm, but we know, Lord, that you are here.
Amen.
It is true, Lord, oh God, it has always proven to be true.
Amen.
Father, it said, Lord, somewhere in the message, Father, that wherever this message will be preached, the angel of the Lord will be standing there.
Amen.
Lord, we believe that you are here this morning, Lord, this afternoon, and that, Father, it is you that has delivered this message of love.
Amen.
To your people. Father, for the enemy has come in a very cunning way, Lord, and like a spider, he has deposited, Lord,
in
the flesh of the people, Lord, some desires for these things that we were talking about, trying to destroy them somewhere, oh God. But Father, your love is so great, Lord. Your love is so great, Father, that you put on the heart of a man a desire, Lord, to preach on the cyber warfare, Lord, so that your people can be set free. Lord, I am so sure, Lord, that your word has not come in vain, but that, Father, it has come to set someone free.
Amen.
This congregation, oh God, help us now this afternoon,
amen,
Father,
amen.
That if there be one in our midst, Lord,
amen.
That is needing grace, Lord,
amen.
To overcome the things that have come in like a flood to destroy.
Amen.
I pray, oh God, that if we would pay heed to the word,
amen.
That has been preached today, Lord, and that when we go home, we would search through everything,
hallelujah.
That we have,
amen.
Lord, cast out anything that is the appearance of evil,
amen.
Lord, that it be no more found in our houses,
amen.
That this influence be no more exposed to our
help
children,
us,
amen.
Father, we would go and search, Lord, for the ancient landmarks, Lord.
Amen.
Father, when the message says, no TV, Father, let there be no TV, Lord.
Amen.
Father, when the message says, no comic book, let there be no comic book in
amen.
Our lives.
Amen.
When it says to search the music, Lord,
amen.
And to search for the ones that have evil influence, and cast them out, Lord. Amen. Oh, God, have mercy on us, Lord.
Amen.
And when we go today, we would examine, Lord, everything that we expose ourselves
amen.
To, Lord,
right.
And search out the things that have evil influence, Lord,
amen.
The things, Lord, that have rebellious spirits, Lord.
Amen.
Father, oh God, that they be gone. Lord,
yes,
help
Lord.
Us to be diligent. Amen. Help us, Father, to search, Lord, according to thy word.
Amen.
And ensure that our firewalls is up to date, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father. Lord, oh God, there must be someone here, Lord,
amen.
Desiring, Lord, that overcoming power.
Amen.
Lord, there must be someone
amen.
Here wanting, Lord, a touch from you, Lord.
Amen.
I pray, oh God, right here now, Father,
amen.
That you may come towards their hearts, Lord. Lord, oh God, and persuade them, Lord,
amen.
Only you can
amen.
Do it, Father, that they may give up, Lord, the things that are hindering them in their walk, oh God.
Amen.
Bless
yes,
us
Lord.
Now as we depart. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word would achieve many, many things, that it will set free many a young person.
Amen.
Lord, that Father, homes will be set right, that the altar
yes,
will be
Lord.
Restored again, and that
amen.
Deck of cards will be thrown out.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, our pastor, Lord, who has labored so much to bring this word,
yes,
I
Lord.
Commend him to you, Lord, that you continue to use him for whenever,
amen,
Lord,
amen.
You get on the topic to attack the devil, he also comes in to attack you, God. I pray you fortify him beyond the firewall of thy word.
Amen.
The enemy is defeated.
Amen.
He is a liar, he is a bluffer,
yes.
And he is a
yes, Lord.
May you also bless him. Lord, let him be a mighty blessing.
Amen, amen.
He is a blessing to us, Father.
Yes,
amen.
We pray for the meetings coming on Wednesday.
Yes,
and on
Lord.
On the weekend, our brother traveling to come and minister to us. May you put upon his heart, Lord.
Amen.
Father, a word that would confirm, Lord, thy word more and more, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we ask it for your glory. Bless everything else that will
yes,
be done. The children, Lord, meeting with the choir and the youths, Lord. I pray your blessing upon them. Lord, until we meet again, we commit our ways to you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. your way.